American Language Course, Situation Tape 13. Look at the pictures for Situation 13.
We're at the ranch now. My parents will be waiting for me. I want them to meet you. They'll be very glad to have you visit our ranch. Look at picture one. This is where I live. Is that a house or a garage? It's a house. And it's our ranch house. Let's go into the house so you can meet my family. Wait! I don't see my dad's truck. Dad always leaves it in front of the house. Dad is a new word. My dad is my father. Who is your dad? Your dad is your father. Is my dad my mother or my father? My father. What's another way to say my father? My dad. Right. Dad's truck isn't here. He must have gone into town. Wait. There's something on the front door. It's some paper. Look at picture two. Let me read what it says. The water pump is broken, and we've gone to find someone to fix it, Dad. Now, you read what the paper says. Good. Did my dad or my mother write that? My dad, right. There are some new words on that paper. Dad wrote about the water pump. Say, water pump. Water pump. A water pump is a machine for getting water from under the ground. Look at picture three. This is a water pump. Does a water pump get air or water from under the ground? It gets water from under the ground. What is used to get water from under the ground? A water pump. Oil is found under the ground, too. What machine is used to get oil from under the ground? An oil pump. Now, the water pump in picture three is broken. One part of the pump will not function. So, is the water pump broken or not broken? It's broken. If something is broken, does it function or not function? It doesn't function. Can my dad use a broken water pump to get water from under the ground? No, he can't. What is wrong with a water pump? It's broken. Dad went to find someone to fix the broken water pump. When you fix something, you make it work. If the water pump is fixed, will it work or not work? It will work. What do you have to do to a car that doesn't run? Fix it. In picture three, what do we have to do to make the broken water pump work? Fix it. Right. And Dad went to find someone to fix it. The water pump is very important on the ranch. Look at picture number four. This is a well. A water pump is used to bring the water up from a well. In picture four, what is in the well? There's water in the well. What brings the water up from the ground? The water pump. Look at picture number five. What is at the bottom of this well? Water or oil? Oil. That's an oil well. An oil pump is used to bring the oil up from the ground. What is used to bring the oil up from the ground? An oil pump. In picture five, the oil gets to the pump through a pipe. A pipe is round and usually made of metal. The water in our well gets up to the pump through a pipe. What does the water go through to get up to the pump? A pipe. Is a pipe made of metal or wood? It's made of metal. In picture 5, what does the oil go through to get up to the oil pump? A pipe. In picture 6, what does the water go through to get up to the pump? It goes through a pipe. A pipe is used to bring water up from a well to the water pump. A pipe is also used to take water up to a water tank. A water tank is a place to hold or keep water. What is a place to hold water? A water tank. On the ranch, we have a large water tank. Look at picture 7. The water goes through a pipe up to our water tank. In picture 7, where does the water go? Through the pipe up to the water tank. Is a water tank a place to keep water or oil? It's a place to keep water. What is a water tank? It's a place to keep water. An electric motor runs the water pump. If the electric motor on the water pump is broken, no water can go into the tank. When the electric motor is broken, will the water pump run? No, it won't. The electric motor is the machine that runs the pump. If it's broken, we can't get any water from our well. Look at picture 8. This is an electric motor. Does the electric motor run the pump or the pipe? It runs the pump. The machine in picture 8 runs by electricity. What is it? It's an electric motor. Many things are run by electric motors. Look at picture 9. This is a fan. What makes this fan run? An electric motor. Right. Tape recorders use electric motors. Now, if there is no electricity, a gasoline motor can be used to run some things. Does a gasoline motor use electricity or gasoline? It uses gasoline. Look at picture 10. This is a machine that uses gasoline. What is the man putting in the tank of the motor to make it run? He's putting gasoline in the tank. What type of motor is in picture 10? Yes, a gasoline motor. You put gasoline in the tank of a car. The motor in a car is an engine. What kind of engine does a car use? A gasoline engine. Gasoline is used to run a gasoline engine. And electricity is used to run an electric motor. Electric wires carry electricity to an electric motor. Look at picture 11. Are there 2 wires or 3 wires going to the electric motor? There are 2 wires. These wires carry electricity to the electric motor to run the water pump. What goes through these wires, electricity or gasoline? Electricity. Do the wires carry electricity to a gasoline engine or to an electric motor? To an electric motor. Do all electric motors have wires? Yes, they do. Now, look at picture 12. Does the water go from the pump up to the tank through a wire or through a pipe? Through a pipe. Right. Picture 12. That's the big water tank on the ranch. The animals drink water from the small tank on the ground. Can the cows drink water from the small tank now? No, they can't. Why can't they? They can't drink because there's no water in the tank. The small tank on the ground is empty. When there's nothing in a glass or cup, it's empty. Is the small tank empty because it has water in it or has no water in it? Because it has no water in it. Why can't the cows in picture 12 drink water from the tank? Because it's empty. These cows haven't had water for 2 days. They're very thirsty. When you want water to drink, you're thirsty. If you want water to drink, are you thirsty or hungry? You're thirsty. When it's very hot, do you drink water because you're thirsty or because you're hungry? Because you're thirsty. So, if I'm thirsty, what do I want? Water. Right. And why do those cows want water? They're thirsty. I hope Dad can find someone to fix the pump. We can just wait here by the pump until he returns. You have learned more new words while we've been talking about the broken water pump. I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? Look at picture 13. What is the machine that gets the water from under the ground? The water pump. And what makes the water pump run? An electric motor. What is a type of engine that uses gasoline? A gasoline engine. What's wrong with a pump that doesn't function? It's broken. If the water pump is broken, will it run? No, it won't. What do I do to a broken water pump to make it run? Fix it. If a pump is fixed, is it still broken? No, it isn't. What is at the bottom of a water well? Water. Is a well above the ground or under the ground? It's under the ground. What does the water go through to get up to the pump? Through a pipe. And what is a place to hold water? A water tank. What is the machine that runs the water pump? An electric motor. If there is no electricity, what type of engine can be used? A gasoline engine. What carries electricity to an electric motor? Electric wires. In picture 13, what does the water go through to get up to the pump? A pipe. The small tank on the ground has no water in it. How do we say that the tank has no water in it? It's empty. Good. If the tank is empty, is there water or no water in it? There's no water in it. When you need food, you're hungry. What are you when you need water? Thirsty. Good. Oh, here's my dad, and there's a man with him. I guess he's going to fix the pump. Let's go over and talk to them. Come on.
This is the end of Situation Tape 13.